Okay, hello, talk to me.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I have a couple things to say. My thing is, why is everyone, they wanted her to speak about it, and then she speaks about it, and then no one believes her just because she denied sleeping with him? I mean, I don't think she ever came out and said she slept with him. I think that was, I mean, I believe she slept with him, but I'm saying he's the one who came out and said that. She's never really said that. So my thing is, like, if you wanted her to speak when she did her interview to say her piece, then why is there, I don't understand what the issue is. Hello?
Yeah, so are you asking me or are you just stating your point? Like, what are you saying? I mean, because
I feel like
she lied. I feel like she lied. She did sleep with him. Why lie? People are going to talk about that. You lied,
girl. No, I'm
talking
about the interview.
Yeah, she lied. She lied. She was asked a direct question. She lied. You know she lied.
I believe that she slept with him. I'm saying the whole interview, they're saying they wanted to know the story, like,
uh-huh.
The, you know, what happened in the car, what happened at the party. First, people were saying that she wasn't shot, right? She proved that she was shot because if you go back to 2020, I think the first IG Live that Tory did, he said that she was never even shot.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't that the whole thing in the first place? They were saying she was never shot, so she had to prove she was shot. And then you have the Joe Budden show, you know, just people on the internet just talking, Rock 100. He says she kicked out a window and she was never shot either. So she debunked that whole theory that she was never shot.
Right, and then I feel like if her kicking out the window, we would have known that from the – where's the police? Where's the car? The car was there. The police would have said there was a window. That would have been in the police
and
report. So I don't believe
that.
Yeah, and
then everyone's like – yeah, yeah, and then people are saying, you know, read the transcript. I've read the transcript, and there's really – she's basically saying the same thing. I mean, and then the Joe Budden show and everybody else is saying Tory had no gunshot residue. If you read those transcripts, Tory had gunshot residue on his hands. More than
right.
Kelsey. And why is that not a factor? And people
but
are treating
think,
her like she's
what
a
we're
criminal.
Talking
she's not on trial. He's on
right.
trial. He has to prove that he didn't shoot her, not her. She's allowed to talk. He had 3 months in 2020 to speak his piece. I don't think he's ever, Armand, have you ever heard him say he's never actually shot her? Besides
no.
in songs? Like, he's never,
no.
The whole thing is she's the only one who's had the story. The other two people have not spoken out. In 2020, he had 3 months to come out and say his piece. He chose to make an album and not speak on it. And people are saying that's Kelsey's man. If she slept with him, I think that's wrong. But if that was, if the whole narrative is that's Kelsey's man, then why is he making a CD about her, Megan? Talking about he loves her, he's in love with her, he's to spend time with her. I don't think that's something you would do to your girl. That to me, that doesn't make sense.
Well, clearly,
you don't think so?
Well, why? Okay, so my thing again, no, so that's where the stories are not adding up. Because my thing is, why the hell is Kelsey in the back seat with my man, and I'm in the front? Are you letting your best friend be in the back seat with your nigga? Why are you riding the front?
I mean, no,
okay.
I don't think so.
Like that doesn't even make no sense.
So my thing is like, do you think it's fair that people are treating her like she's on trial? Because she's not on trial. People are saying, oh, he has a gag order. That's because he's, you know, he messed up on the restraining order, giving evidence and speaking. He's done interviews. If you look on the internet, Tory's has like 6 interviews he's done with podcasters speaking about it. So this whole he's not speaking, I don't know where that's coming from. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if he's found guilty, people are still going to be like, oh, Rock Nation, right? Like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, just say that you're a pick me and you don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, clearly
okay.
She was shot when the whole narrative she wasn't. So she already proved, like, what more does she have to prove? He hasn't said anything. I'm telling you, research that lie from 2020 that he did, and he verbatim said she was never shot.
Okay, period. Thank you,
he
caller, for
that.
Calling
check
in
that,
and giving us
that.
Your
right,
opinion.
Thanks.
Bye. Right. She gave her opinion. Okay, let me find this one. 0444. You're live on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Armand.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to try my best not to have a fan moment, but I am a huge fan of yours.
Thank
and
you.
I can't believe I got through. But when
girl,
I say
you definitely got
fan,
through. You
like,
spent $20. You definitely got through.
You, I am a huge fan. So please let me get this out first. I'm a fan of yours because I just started this whole following commentators and stuff on YouTube about a year ago, and of all the people I watched them all, won't say their names, you are the only one who can give a non-biased, honest opinion.
Absolutely. But I'll be honest with you. We got
to
be honest, though. But I do think I have my biases, but I feel like all people have their biases. And in being non-biased, you have to believe that you are slightly biased. We all are biased to a certain degree, but I try to be as balanced as possible. But go ahead.
No, Armand, you're not. You will check. If Cardi B is in the wrong, you'll be like, she's in the wrong. Just like Erica Banks. This is how you know I'm a fan. I totally disagree with Erica. I don't think she could ever be on Cardi B's level. Not because her looks, because all of her songs sound the same. I am not, I couldn't just listen to Erica Banks all day. I could listen to Cardi B all day. But as hard as you rode for her, when it's time to check her, you will check her. As hard as you be on Nicki, when it's time to give her props, you give her her props. Everybody cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot do that to a fault. And you are the only one, like even other people, like they would be great if they had the ability to say, my allegiance is to my platform, my content, and my followers. And you keep it real, and everybody cannot do that. So I am a huge fan, and I'm just so excited about your career and where you're going.
Thank
I pray
you.
For you all the time. I just pray you never change and you be able to keep that. I'm going to keep it real spirit.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So what did you want to get into?
Now. Yes, real quick. As far as Erica, I'm not excited about her doing the We Go Up because I don't think she's going to do good. Don't think she's going to do good. I feel like it's going to sound like everything
else.
It
sounds like you don't like
released.
Erica Banks.
No, I loved her song that went viral.
Busted?
I think.
You
but
didn't
all the
even
stuff
know the name
sound the
of
same,
it.
Armand. You got to be honest.
I like Erica
everything
Banks. I think she makes good music for the
same.
Club.
No, not if it's the same song all night long. All the songs are the exact same. So I just want to get that part out. With Megan, she absolutely lied. She knows she had relations with Tory. I think she's ashamed to say she did because he's so short and she don't want to look crazy. But he shot her, he shot at her. Like at the end of the day, a gun was pulled and shot at her, but nobody seems to care. And that's all I have to say about that. But thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited
no problem.
For you, your future. And thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Let's take a couple more calls. 5942 Super Chats will go to the top. And we will get out of here very soon. Okay, 5942, you're live on the air. Okay, that one dropped. 7591, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. It's Nicki trying to act like this is her Black Friday era for me. Like when Kim dropped her Black Friday, it was her against the industry. She was moving independent. She didn't have no support, no backing. And now Nicki's coming out trying to act like this is her Black Friday era. She don't have no label, no machine behind her. And it's like, Nicki, you got Republic, Universal, Cash Money, Young Money. Like, just stop.
Every blog,
Nicki,
every YouTuber. Every YouTube blog, like, come on, let's not act like there's like it's not even just the label stuff. Now you have media behind you, social media is
exactly.
behind her. Like I hate this idea that she's still somehow in a hate train era. Like that's
she
over.
She did this same rollout back in 2018. It was the Nicki hate train. Everybody hates Nicki. I'm the queen. I write. Y'all always coming for me. And now it's the same thing. She's doing this whole mean girl thing where she want to call everybody out and throw all these subliminals. And I'm just like, Nicki, it's always everybody hates Nicki. And that's gotten so old. It's the same rollout every single time. So, and it's always seemed like she'd be trying to lump herself in with Kim's legacy. Like when she did her interview with Joe Budden, she was like, yeah, you know, every time me and Kim log online, we see our influence. And it's like, for the past 10 years, you acted like Kim didn't exist. Now all of a sudden it's me and Kim, me and Kim, me and Kim. It's like, girl, stop trying to act like you came out in the 90s with Kim.
Hmm. Okay.
You know?
Thank you, caller. All we got to keep it moving.
All right.
Thank you, Simon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's take another call. 7063, Super Chats always come to the top. 7063, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to make sure you're a drama queen.
What?
Nothing, no shade. You're a drama queen. I saw your last live. That's why I was asking.
Oh, my drawers are clean. I can't hear you. Oh, yes, and my ass is white.
I'm a big fan of Erica Banks, honestly. I want to see what she's going to do, what this is going to turn up. I don't know if it could just be me, but I feel like when the girls are on 1501's label, the music sounds better. Like, when I first got into Megan was Big O' Freak, and that to me was a bop. Afterwards, when she left 1501, I just wasn't really feeling Megan's music like that. And I noticed it's the same thing with Erica Banks. Like, I don't know if she's still with 1501, but clearly
she's still with 1501. I got the tea on that. She's still with 1501. Carl bought her that new chain. So he bought her the Erica Banks chain. They're still cool. Everybody's good over there. So I did get that seat. Just no beef with 1501.
The music bops. I mean, clearly they know what they're doing as far as, like, with music-wise. Because, again, Bust It was a viral moment. And then Toot That was a hot mix, too. So, I mean, clearly, despite all the shade and drama and nonsense that Carl be up to, they have some good, you know, they put some music out there. They put really decent music out. So I think she'll body this, though, with this whole thing. I think hopefully this will progress her up to at least get some notoriety. I think you were right with what you were saying before. I believe you said, like, she needs to start focusing on herself, not trying to get a feature and trying to, you know, be up Nikki's, you know what. She needs to, you know, focus on herself and get her music popping to where it needs to be. If Nikki can do it by herself.
I think Erica needs to build a genuine fan base where people feel like they get to know her. She built something like she got to, you know, continue talking to the podcasters, continue coming on shows like this, doing it. Like, don't think you are too big too quickly. You know,
quickly,
I mean, people don't mind. You can be on your Hollywood tea eventually, but you still got some time, girl, for you to be accessible. You know what I mean? Like, you're not that big yet, and the people need to fall in love with you a little bit more because she has a unique story. She's talented, but she's coming under the shadow of Megan Thee Stallion, whether we want to admit it or not, but that is what's happening. So she's going to have to put in a little bit more time building her core.
Yep, because people do love an underdog. That's one thing I can't say. People do love an underdog story. So, all right. Well, thank you. Love to hear from you.
Bye. Okay. Somebody said Coco Antoinette said, with all of that surgery, Nikki's still miserable. Now that's what gets me. Wow. Thank you. CH Pink says Nikki wants to be the big Kanye, be Kanye versus Drake moment so bad, but Cardi isn't going to give it to her. Cardi is a whole silent assassin out here. Watch when she announces the album. It's over for the girls. Pimp's Diverse Entertainment. Okay, thank you for the $4.99, Pimp. Let me get my girl on here. Let's get Eva with the tea on here. Eva, what's the tea, baby?
I don't know where I want to start. Where should I start, Armand?
I don't know. Just start with Meg because you clearly are biased and don't like Megan Thee Stallion.
No. I wasn't even going to. Let me tell you. The one thing. So, look, you're already trying it. I said one thing about Megan where she really messed up was going on Gayle King, because we all know what happened to Killer when he went on Gayle King. It's no shade. That was the wrong person to go there. Anytime somebody does an interview with that lady, the other person, like, they end up messing up. It's no shade. Secondly, I believe she should have waited to speak about it, because now they're going to use this interview if they wanted to pull it up in discovery. You know what I'm saying?
They're definitely going to do that.
You know what I'm saying? So if Tory's team had any evidence of him and Meg texting, voicemails, anything like that that would show that they were talking or dating or more intimate than what she said, then yet again she's going to look like a liar. But then I also understand why she didn't press charges, because if she would have took the stand, she couldn't lie on the stand. It would have been perjury left and right, especially because she was intoxicated and couldn't remember. Like, let's be clear, if you're intoxicated, you're not going to remember everything.
Right.
Do I believe she was shot? Yes, I do believe that. But I find, like, I don't know if it was Kelsey or Tory, because reading some of these transcripts and, like, what the witness said it was, and a verbatim, it said, my only thing is she showed up, EJ testified, her old wardrobe stylist, and she went to the party with EJ and then left the party, well, the kickback. She left the kickback and then was on her way back to her house, because where she was Airbnb-ing was not too far from Kylie's residence in Calabasas. So when Tory hit her up, she basically went back with Kelsey to Kylie's house. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a moment where they got an argument. It says here that she was, when they were arguing in the car, she got out of the car and walked to a bus stop. She called her manager, this is the transcript, and said, quote, come get me because I don't want to be in the car when they are doing all this arguing. The officer said, yes. This was the videotape when they took Meg for
that's when Kelsey found out that you were sleeping with Tory.
Yes. So another thing is like the witness said that he looked out the balcony and Kelsey got out of the car, opened Meg's door, and they started fighting. She said she never put her hands on anybody in the car. If you're if you're not putting your hands on anybody, this leads me to believe, like, well, you know what I'm saying? Someone's attacking you. Aren't you going to defend yourself? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then the flash came from Kelsey. Like the flash of the muzzle came from Kelsey. So if all that's happening and Tory is on top of the car, because it says that he's on top of the car, how did you get shot? See, so that's like the one thing they're going to have to prove in court. Do I believe she was shot? Yes. But the thing is who shot her? And I think she should have waited to do this interview, because now they're going to use this. If there was any type of her getting justice, this interview was the wrong move, because now you're bringing a lot of things to discovery. That's the only thing I'm going to say about Meg until the rest
okay.
of it. Because I do believe that there was fragments in her foot. I do believe, but then they lost the fragments. So it's like if you're in the jury and you're looking at all this, I feel bad for the jury, because your job is going to be really hard, really hard. With like this, it's just too many things. It doesn't, none of it makes sense to me. But yeah, on to Erica Banks. Good luck, Megan. That's all I'll say to her. No shade. On to Erica Banks. I wouldn't have done the We Go Up remix, but since I've called out Coi Leray and Coi Leray told me to F me, I would have did a Blick Blick remix, just because. It's no shade. I'm not going to do the song. This lady literally told her son to jump on a freestyle to remix of her song, and none of you are going to be put on the song. So basically, anyone who did the song, you're welcome. You're still sunned. On to Nicki. Nicki, you have 7 versions of this song. Don't sit here and act like you didn't have the blogs post you every 2 hours. To this day, you're posting, having the blogs post these little remixes to promote We Go Up. So you debuted at number 58. It's just like an ongoing annoyance. It's like, just admit you're not as hot as you used to be, but you're really messing up your legacy, because you're trying to prove to get, like, you're trying to get street cred when you were eating everybody up doing pop rap, and it's no shame. So maybe you need to go back to doing pop rap, because trying to get street cred isn't really working for you. That's all I had to say.
Well, it is what it is. Thank you for giving us the tea, Eva.
No. One more thing. I did think it was funny that she's ranting every day, and this goes to the Barb. If I were you, I would harass your fave, Nicki Minaj, because it seems to me like she might not be attending the Met Gala May 2nd. Because a person that spends too much time on social media should be getting ready for May 2nd. Was she not invited? Or is it because it's close to a Chuck E. Cheese and Kenneth can't be around? That's all
okay.
I had to say.
Okay, yeah, get out of here because you start doing too much. Bye. Okay, she starts going overboard with that. Okay, thank you. So we're going to wrap that right there.